Hey, it's Friday, which means it's time to go to our Blue Jean movie critic, Chris Bellini, who's talking about the new film that came out last week, Borderlands. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning to you. You know, this was one of those movies I just had to see. I mean, it's based on one of the best-selling video game franchises of all time, Borderlands. Have you heard of that game?
Yes, I have heard of Borderlands, yes.
Well, see, here's the thing. I've heard a lot about it, too, but I got to admit up front, I never played it. But
me neither.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, you know, it seems like something I may want to get into from everything they said, just to see what the buzz is about. But here's the important question for you. How do you feel about video game movies?
Oh, I've not really found a good one that I've liked. So,
well, I got to be honest with you. I agree with you. I've watched quite a few of them, with the exception of a few. There are a few out there that were pretty decent. Most of them don't really stand out. So right out of the gate, I was a little bit hesitant about this film. But why am I talking about it after it opened a week? Well, this is one of those films that there was no screening, which is never a good sign. They kind of snuck it into movies. There was a lot of bad word of mouth about it. But when I hear names like Academy Award-winning actresses Cate Blanchett, Jamie Lee Curtis, then Kevin Hart, Jack Black, I'm intrigued. I mean, how bad could it be, right?
Yeah, maybe. I hear a butt coming, though.
Well, let me give a little background. Because, you know, if you haven't played the game, so people know what we're talking about. Basically, Blanchett is Lilith, this highly skilled, infamous bounty hunter. She takes on an unusual job looking for Tina, the missing daughter of the most powerful person in the universe, a man named Atlas, played by Edgar Ramirez. Now, her search leads her to this planet, a dirty, rundown, dangerous, and chaotic planet named Pandora. Lilith teams up with a group of misfits, including a mercenary, Roland, played by Kevin Hart, a scientist named Tanis, played by Jamie Lee Curtis, a robot named Claptrap, voiced by Jack Black, just to name a few. And with the help of Tina herself, played by Ariana Greenblatt, the group will try to uncover one of Pandora's deepest secrets. What does that mean? Here's a quick clip from the trailer that'll give you a better idea of what Lilith's mission is.
Legend has it that there's this massive treasure hidden in some secret vault. And if you go hunting for it, you'd better take any help you can get. Because it's on the weirdest, most dangerous dumpster fire of a world in the universe.
God, I hate this planet.
The question is do people hate this movie? I gotta say, I've been hearing a lot of bad press about it. I'm gonna say, though, it isn't as horrible as people have said, but... Here's that butt you were talking about.
Uh-huh.
It's not good either. Have you seen the trailer?
I've not seen the trailer. I've definitely seen reviews that it's one of the worst video game adaptations of all time.
Well, they did miss it. Let me tell you a couple things about it. You see the trailer, it gives you this taste of what it's supposed to be, this fun, action-packed treasure hunt with a lot of wacky dynamics between this team of misfits. So it has this Guardian of the Galaxy feel to it, but it's so far from that film. First, everything feels like you've seen it before. So without a new take on this type of story, the film drags. Now, the look of the film's really cool, but all the other pieces, they don't really come together, and that left this one feeling a little dull. But the big thing I always talk about, Borderland doesn't dive into any of these characters, right? Who are they? Why do they care? Sure, there's a quick line of dialogue here and there to fill in the blanks, but not enough to set them up to make you care, and that's the important thing. Without the backstories, the development of the characters to make them feel fleshed out, there's no connection to them, at least not for me. So that one takes this one way down a notch. That stronger bond, and if you ever do see it, the ending would have been so much more satisfied if you were hooked into these characters. And you know that secret treasure they're talking about? Even that was flat. No mystery, no big payoff. So look, this is one of those movies where it could have been something more than it was, but you know, you can't keep on dwelling on that. I wouldn't say it's a complete bomb. I wouldn't say it's the worst movie of 2024. We still got left of 2024 left to see. But I would say you might want to look for something else in the Showtime listings, because this one did kind of make a mess at the end.
Maybe just stick with the actual video games with Borderlands itself. And you know, with that, you know, often video game adaptations, they have trouble adapting to like film or TV, because really their stories are made for video games itself, though.
Well, that's true. And I think they're also really kind of... built into that. I'm assuming they're trying to go for the video game, you know, what do you call it? The demographic, I guess. But you know, you really can't do that when you're doing a movie. You got to make sure you can reach out to everyone. You got to make sure everyone knows what's going on and that they care. And I think they kind of missed the boat on that one. But like I said, I think I'm going to go try the game just to see if like the connection's a little stronger. Or I'm like, oh, I kind of get it now.
Is it at least enjoyable from a bad movie perspective?
Well, you know, that's the thing. If you know, then I'd say if you're a fan of the video game, give it a try. And if you know what you're looking for, you want that sort of cliched, over-the-top, kind of tough character with a lot of shooting, and you're not worried about that sort of like empty calorie feeling at the end of it, you know, I think it's definitely worth seeing it maybe at a matinee. But I mean, you really got to make sure that you're in that mindset and you know what you're going to get. Otherwise, I think you're going to be like, what? What happened?
That is a review of Borderlands with Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean movie critic. Always a pleasure, Chris.
Have a good one.